Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So many Christian people, that they don't even know to look to the Holy Spirit to be led. They are head-led, reasoning-led, feeling and emotion-led. Now, that you don't learn that overnight, but you ought not be led by your feelings. Amen. Well, I just feel like they don't like me. That's not a leading. I'm not going over there because I just feel like they don't like me. That's not a leading. That's a feeling. And if you're led by your feelings, oh, you're going to miss God. You're going to miss out on so much. It's also being selfish. What if they don't like you? For real? Whoop-de-doo. The world still goes around. Right? You can still get past it. Amen. It could change. Amen. If you love on them enough, love never fails. I said, love, just love them. They like you less, you love them more. Amen. Watch and see. It cannot fail. Amen. But people are money-led. Yes. Oh, dear me. I mean, we don't like to think so, but preachers and laity alike make decisions and plan their year according to money. They don't go here because of not enough money. They do go here because maybe you get more money. They have this, money. Don't do this, no money. Well, friend, that's how you miss it.
That's right. Amen.
Everybody said out loud,
I refuse to be
led by money.
Led by money.
People still don't know how to be led by the Spirit. You got people still putting out fleeces.
Yep.
You say, what's wrong with that? Everything.
Amen.
You say, well, Gideon did. Gideon was not even born again.
That's right.
You couldn't tell Gideon, well, brother, just be led about that. How? Now, it was okay for him to put out a fleece, and God dealt with him and confirmed something to him through external, physical things. But you and I are not to live a life directed by external, physical things. We're not to be led externally, period. We're to be led internally.
Amen.
But you still got Christians that talk in tongues. Go, Lord, if this is you now, let 5 red trucks pass by my house. One right behind another. And this will be my sign. Somebody said, well, I prayed like that. And the Lord's done things like that. I know God has mercy on babies. But you best grow up. And you best learn not to do that, because the enemy is in this physical realm. And he can do things. Did you hear me? Don't be led by external things. Be led internally. Internally. Well, now, Lord, if you want me to do this, then open the door. Well, that's not altogether bad. But Lord, if you don't want me to do it, shut the door. You got to watch that. What do you mean? What does that boil down to? How are you going to know whether this was God for you to do it or not? It's going to boil down to external things. Right? No, you need to be able to come to a door. And if it's shut, bolted, and locked and barred, you don't just assume it's not the will of God. You stand there and go, Lord, you want me to go through here? And if he does, you stand there and believe God and speak to it till it opens up.
Yeah.
On the other hand, let's say you got 2 double wide doors open and ushers there inviting you in. Does that mean you're supposed to go through? You don't just go through automatically. Listen, we are not to be led by opportunities. Did you hear me? An opportunity is not a leading. Oh, friends, can you see we've got some more to learn in these areas? If I'd been led by opportunities, just in my few years walking with the Lord, I'd have been song minister at about 20 different churches. I'd have been a missionary in 4 different continents. I'd have been any number of things. Messed up. Missed God. We're not led by opportunities. We're not to be led by feelings, our emotions, our likes, our dislikes. I've learned and am learning to say with the Master, I delight to do thy will, O God.
Amen.
What does that mean? He's smarter than I am.
Amen.
I can get to looking at something thinking, now that's not my call. No, that's not my thing. No, sirree. Nope, don't want to ever do that. And the Lord says, I want you to do that. And you go, right. I mean, now that you say so, I'm liking it by the minute. And your head says, no, you say, shut up, head. If he likes it, I like it. Or if you're all primed and said, Lord, I want this. I want to do this. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, this. Oh, yeah. And the Lord says, no, I don't like this for you. You go, right. Now that you mention it, I don't even like it anymore. You can do that as an act of your will. I will to agree with him. Amen. That's not being led by your feelings. It's not being led by your desires. It's not being led by your reasoning, your intellect, by circumstances, by any of this. Nor are we just led by other people's prophecies. Even in recent times, we've had several letters and several reports of people that did things that folks supposedly prophesied and told them to do, and now they're broke and they're in trouble and they don't know what to do. And I don't understand. Well, they prophesied. Well, hey, maybe somebody missed it.
Amen.
That doesn't seem to occur to people.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody missed it. Well, yeah, but they're a prophet. Said who? Well, they told me they were. Okay. Maybe they is. Maybe they ain't. But even prophets and prophetesses can miss it. They can blow it. Miss it big time. That's why prophecies, all prophecies must be judged. I said all prophecies are to be judged. I said all prophecies. I don't care if I prophesied to you. I don't care who prophesied to you. It's supposed to be judged, number one, by this book, and number two, by the witness that you have inside you. Why? I've seen good people, even good people, start out prophesying, and the first part was God. And the middle part was a mixture of them and God. And the last part was just them. Did you hear me? Just because somebody stands up and says, thus saith the Lord, does not mean you go deaf, dumb, and blind, and just swallow it all and go, oh, God has spoken. Well, you have God in you. Judge this thing. Let's see if it's God or not.
Amen.
And that's another subject, another topic. Be led by the Spirit of God inside you. Children of God can expect to be led by what? Sons of God led by the Spirit of God. Now, for time's sake, we won't turn to 2 Corinthians. I've been taking all these side journeys. But just go on down to verse 16 in the same chapter. Verse 16. It says this, well, let me read verse 15. That goes with it. He said, you have not received the spirit of bondage. How many know the Holy Ghost does not put you in bondage? He makes you free. Again, to fear. The Holy Ghost doesn't put you in fear. But you've received the spirit of adoption. The Holy Ghost makes you feel like you belong. When the Spirit of God is manifest with people or with family or with church, it's not a cold place. It's a warm place. Amen. How many believe Faith Life Church family? I'm asking you, are we going to excel at hospitality?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes, you are. That's one reason you're believing for a store of money and time. Right? So you can minister to people. You know, we're in a fun place in Branson, and a lot of people like to come through and drop in and go see shows and go play and go fish and come to church. But a lot of times God's got it set up for them to get more than what they thought. Amen. Because they drop in here and sit by you. Next thing you know, you've loved on them and bought them a dress or a pair of shoes and fed them and did something wonderful for them. And they're going, man, God is good. And even if they were discouraged, they leave encouraged. If they felt weak, they leave strengthened. Can you say amen? And God's using you. You. Not just me. You, all of us. You. You to do these kind of things. We should excel at hospitality and be warm, because the spirit of adoption, the spirit that makes you feel like you're a part, the spirit that makes you feel like you belong, is in us.
Amen.
He said, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself, or as most of your modern translations say, Himself, which is a good translation. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Let me read that again. Think about it. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, we gave you three R's or Aras, depending on what part of the country you're from, of becoming sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And now we're going to begin to get into number two some today. Anybody remember what those three R's are? We started out by saying recognize. And I told you the Lord got me up early in the morning and said, wrong. That's not number one, that's number two. Number one is respect or reverence the Holy Spirit. Number two is realize or recognize Him. And number three, you must respond to Him. These three words cover a lot of ground. Reverence, recognize, respond. And number one is really faith. You don't respect someone you don't even believe is there. Right? So you see, it comes right back to faith. Why do you and I come in here and we pray? We lift up our voices and we sing. Who are we talking to? I'm not talking to you. You're not talking to me when we're worshiping God and we're praying and we're praising God and praise to Him. We must believe He's here. Amen. And we reverence His Word and we reverence His Spirit. Why? We believe He's here. We believe He's real. That's all by faith, isn't it? Yeah. And that is the beginning of understanding. It is the beginning of knowledge. It is the beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord. What does that mean? Well, the reverence and the respect. And we shouldn't, you know, be in a hurry to get past this, because this is the beginning of us getting knowledge and understanding and wisdom from Him. We must reverence Him and respect Him. When He starts talking, we should be quiet. Right? When He's doing something, we shouldn't be doing something else. When He deals with us, we should give Him time. We should give Him audience. We should give Him our full, undivided attention.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Witness of the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102. That's R1102, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.